This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Sabrina Nicole Thompson. Date of birth, June the 12th, 1999. Case ID number is 394-2085. Date of exam, February the 15th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a speech-language evaluation dated 12/27/23 and a disability report from 2023 along with identifying information. This is a 24-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of speech impediment, comma, decreased ability to use arms with spasms, comma, nasal obstruction, comma, and hypoacusis bilaterally. The claimant is presently unemployed and she has never worked before. She did finish high school in a regular classroom setting and did receive her diploma. She is presently a senior at UT RV University, where she is taking classes in accounting and possibly getting her degree this year. At the present time, she lives with her mother in a house and is studying in college. She is in her fourth year and has been on disability for 22 years. Allegation number one, speech impediment. Number two, decreased ability to use arms with spasms. Number three, nasal obstruction. And number four, hypoacusis bilaterally. History of allegations, number one, speech impediment. The claimant states that since birth, she has had difficulty in speech and has been in speech therapy for approximately 20 years. She states that she's unable to speak when she stops focusing on what she has to say. At the present time, she is able to communicate fairly well and is able to be understood. She has had 35 surgeries of her mouth, nose, and throat area. Some with good results and some with poor results. And because of this, she is able to actually communicate very well right now with her speech. Allegation number two, decreased ability to use arms with spasms. The claimant states that in 2012, she lost the ability to use her arms secondary to physicians taking grafts from both upper extremities, especially in the forearm area. She had a graft removed in 2012 of the left forearm area, and also in 2013 for surgery from the right up forearm area as well. There was a graft taken from her right hip area along with bone fragments that were needed for repair of her nasal oral area. Because of this, she has decreased ability and strength to use her upper arms. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she has daily. She suffers from muscle spasms of both arms. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head, but with both hands. She is unable to use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, or use a skillet at this time. She does suffer from right arm spasms, but has no assistive devices at this time. Her physician is Dr. Avila. She is presently on ibuprofen 400 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain, which does give her relief. She does do hand and arm exercises at home to increase her strength. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing a little bit of light housework, comma, occasionally going to the grocery store, comma, and occasionally helping a little bit with the laundry. She states that she does suffer from hand-arm pain bilaterally, secondary to the surgeries. Allegation number 3, nasal obstruction. The claimant states that since birth, she has had cleft palate and has had multiple surgeries, approximately 35 for reconstruction of her nasal pharyngeal area, as well as her nasal nostrils. She has had 10 surgeries for nasal reconstruction, but poor results with continued nasal breathing at night and dizziness. She has had a total of 35 surgeries and unfortunately was having multiple problems with her ears secondary to occlusion of her Eustachian tube. At the present time, her condition is stable, but she still has difficulty breathing, which fatigues her a lot, secondary to not having the ability to breathe through her nose. Allegation number 4, bilateral hypoacusis, secondary to multiple infections of the ear. The claimant states that since birth, she has had difficulty with both ears. She has had approximately 6 surgeries to fix her middle ear area and did have a mastoiditis in 2021 of her right side. She does wear hearing aids but did not bring them with her today. And she also has a microphone that is used to help people communicate with her. Her left ear is better than her right. And she does have hearing aids, but did not bring them with her. She is able to hear and communicate fairly well with the hearing aids and even without the hearing aids. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. She does have perforation of both ears, tympanic ear, middle ear area. Family history. The claimant's father has decreased fluency problem. The mother is normal. Medications, none. Medical problems, cleft palate with 30 surgeries, history of multiple ear infections with approximately 8 surgeries to correct the function of her middle ear. She has had 2 surgeries of her arms, one of the left forearm in 2012 and another one of her right forearm in 2013, which was used to remove skin for grafts in order to repair her nasal pharyngeal area. She has also had a right hip graft taken with bone parts in 2013 with poor results. Bilateral hypoacusis, nasal obstruction, speech impediment. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She does drink socially. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 145 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 117 over 70 mmHg, heart rate 100 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 25, general. This is a 24-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic but a traumatic facial area. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. The claimant does have mild oral pharyngeal erythema, but no exudate or other lesions were noted. External otic canals were abnormal in appearance and appeared to be perforated tympanic membranes with multiple scarring noted. The claimant does have a cleft palate nasal area with multiple surgeries to repair that. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 8 feet. Corrected, the claimant is able, is 20 over 25. OS uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 8 feet. Corrected, is 20 over 20. Binocular uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 14 feet distance. Binocular corrected, is 20/20. Could you please drop down to extremities? There is no clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender, and the Holman sign was negative. There is scarring tissue of both forearms. The claimant has a 17-centimeter long vertical scar and a 10-by-3-centimeter scar where a graft was removed for other surgeries. On the left forearm, she has a 17-centimeter scar where tissue was removed for other surgeries as well. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was not completely fluent, and she did have mild difficulty in speaking, and her mood was appropriate for the time. She did have clear thought processes, and her memory was normal. Concentration was good, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were decreased for cranial nerves 9, 10, 11, and 12, secondary to surgeries of the nasal pharyngeal area. Could you please drop down to cerebellar, to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some muscle spasms and tenderness of both forearms, especially of the right forearm. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is multiple scarring on both forearms, and the claimant does have decreased ability to use her right forearm secondary to the surgeries. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities. However, the claimant has decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of her forearms and her hands secondary to the surgeries. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory exam was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the upper extremities. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength was +3/5. For the right side, with decreased grip and decreased ability to pose, pinch, and make a closed fist. The left hand had a grip of +4/5 with normal function. Cranial nerves 2-12 were not intact, especially for cranial nerves 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at +3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the scarred area on both forearms. There is some mild evidence of muscle wasting and spasms, especially of the right upper extremity. Muscle strength was +5/5 for the lower extremities and +4/5 for the left extremity and +3/5 for the right upper extremity. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the upper extremities. There is some mild muscle wasting and muscle spasms of both upper extremities, but especially for the right side. Muscle strength was +3/5 for the right upper extremity, +4/5 for the left upper extremity, and +5/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the right side and fairly normal for the left. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. The claimant does have mild to moderate difficulty in hearing and speaking well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the pharyngeal, oral, and hearing area of the claimant's face, as well as her ability to breathe through her nose. The claimant is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is decreased grip strength bilaterally, but especially for the right side. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted, especially for the right upper extremity. The claimant does show evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue, especially of her nasal pharyngeal area as well as her upper extremities. The claimant has limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses, but not in her visual fields. She is able to communicate fairly well with some difficulties and limitations, and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to hypoacusis bilaterally, which has been corrected with hearing aids, nasopharyngeal respiratory problems, decreased ability to speak with mild dysphagia, and decreased ability to breathe through her nose. Probable diagnosis is speech impediment dash confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is able to communicate fairly well, but does have some mild difficulty with mild dysarthria. Number two, decreased ability to use forearms with spasms, dash confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has decreased muscle strength and function of both forearms, but especially of the right upper extremity. Number three, a nasal obstruction, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has had multiple surgeries, but still has difficulty in breathing through her nose. Number four, hypoacusis bilaterally, which has been corrected with hearing aids and a microphone. The claimant did not bring them with her at this visit, and she was able to communicate and understand my conversation without the hearing aids. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Sabrina Nicole Thompson.